Your mind and mine is just like a computer, except it's more powerful than any computer that has ever been created. Now, if you think of a computer operates on software. And the computer responds to the software that you put in. The computer makes no decisions of itself. It takes the software you put in and it responds. Our creative minds are exactly like that. The creative subconscious mind does not judge, does not interpret, does not change or adjust. It accepts as true the images and the beliefs we place into it. And remember, that wonderful computer called your mind is also an editing device. So when negative thoughts occur, go to level and remind yourself that negative thoughts and negative suggestions have no influence over you at any level of mind. Now, I will tell you that I grew up with enormous fears. I grew up with fear of success, fear of failure, fear of criticism, fear of intimacy, fear of being authentic, and occasionally those fears come back. However, they don't stay because I have the same power you do. I go to level when they come back and I do a very specific meditation, if you will, in programming to just let them go. They have no power over me. It's old ideas. It's old stuff. It's things that people erroneously said to me years ago. Has absolutely no power to me. So don't be concerned about negative ideas that come up and fears because you have the power to just edit them out and let them go. And that's the magic of being at level. Because that's where you can make corrections. So here's what I want to say to you. If you don't put new software, quote, in your mind, you have no new results. The purpose of the Silver Ultra Mind System is new software so that you can use your intuition, tap into higher intelligence, find your special purpose in life, get creative solutions to problems so that you literally can begin to function like a genius. Now, if that shocks you, trust me when I tell you that a genius is not an occasional person certified as brilliant like Albert Einstein. All of us have genius capacity, according to studies like the one done at Harvard University a couple years ago. We have enormous capacity just waiting to be used. And you might say, well, Michael, if we're all geniuses, how come people don't act like that? Good question. The reason is they operate at the beta level of life. They operate at the ego level of life. They operate from beliefs that were programmed into their mind when they were small children. We are programmed with beliefs by the time we're seven. And they never rise above the habitual habits of thinking in the same way. Genius occurs when we go into our deeper mind at the alpha level, where there's no time, no space, no limitations, and reprogram our mind for the ideal lives that we desire. Genius occurs when we go to alpha and tap into our higher intelligence that has solutions. So in your hands, you have this wonderful gift. I am here today. I have been a part of this program with great passion because of what the techniques of Jose Silva have meant to me. They've enabled me to move beyond my attention deficit, anxiety disorder of a lifetime, move beyond failures, use my higher intelligence, use my intuition, solve problems, get more clarity, and create some wonderfully important things in my own life. The key is that on a daily basis, you be proactive and you go to level and begin to practice using your deeper mind, which you may not have been in the habit of doing, because if you race around through your life with the same programming you've always had, behaving in the same way, nothing will change, my dear friend. If, however, you change the images, change the program, change the beliefs down in your subconscious mind at the alpha level, your whole life will change, and it can change very, very quickly. And now we want to give you some more information on how you can find your purpose in life, and develop even more of your intuition. To be your guide on this next portion, here's Ed Byrne.